But I'm glad that we have good weather, though. Someone also who's glad we're having good weather is Amy Malloy with Chicks Against Hunger. Right, Amy? You want good weather for tomorrow especially, right?
Absolutely.
And the last time you guys had planned this, I guess the weather kind of messed things up a bit and they didn't have the game. But we are talking about the Chicks Against Hunger and their night at the Crushers, where you're asking people to bring some food. Talk a little bit about that and how this works.
Yeah, this is the first time we've paired up with the Crushers. We're very excited for their Strikeout Hunger Night tomorrow night at Mercy Health Stadium in Avon. And it's actually going to be a doubleheader because there was another rainout last week, so they bumped that game to tomorrow night as well. So we have two games for people to come and donate for the Lorain County Office on Aging Meals on Wheels.
What time are those games going to be at? Or
The first pitch for the first game is at 5:05. Okay. Gates open at 4:30. And with the new MLB rules, they have 2 7-inning games for the doubleheader. Okay. So the second game will start right after that, probably between 7 and 7:30.
Amy, are you looking for any particular non-perishable food items, or what should people bring?
Well, anything in a box or a can, and what they typically look for, there's kind of a basic seven, like there's tuna, peanut butter, pasta, things like that, anything that they can, vegetables. People can check their pantries and see what they've got some extras of and bring it to the stadium, and they'll be entered into a raffle for a Crushers Family Fun Pack that includes tickets and kids zone passes and food vouchers if they donate that evening.
You're right. Amy, we've talked to the Chicks Against Hunger for many times, but we've never spoken with you. How long have you been a member with them, and what brought you to that group?
Well, I started pretty much after their first food drive, so back in 2010. We had their initial food drive. We had a scouting project that helped them out with that, and I was part of that, and I contacted them afterward to see if they needed any other help, and I've been with them ever since.
Oh, that's great. And who benefits from this time around for your food donations?
It's the Lorain County Office on Aging, their nutrition services, which includes the Meals on Wheels, and they have an emergency food pantry as well. So it benefits the seniors of Lorain County.
Okay. And again, that's coming up tomorrow at Crushers Stadium. People, gates open at, I guess, probably an hour before the first pitch. Usually then it's probably in the 4 o'clock hour, since you said the first pitch for this adjusted doubleheader will get underway.
Yeah, at 5. 4:30 is when the gates open. And if anyone has tickets from the previous game that got rained out, which was from June 29th, they can exchange them for tickets for tomorrow night's game.
Amy, you mentioned your connection, your start with Chicks Against Hunger. Can people still become a chick?
We have a group of between 8 and 10 all the time, and we have a really close-knit group, and occasionally we look for extras for certain events in that. They can always check our Facebook page or website, and when we're looking for people, we have notices on there. We get out on social media. But Lorain County Office on Aging, the Meals on Wheels service, I know they are actually looking for volunteers right now. They need drivers and other volunteers. Yeah. Anyone interested in helping with that could contact them. That would be great.
Yeah, especially. I mean, it's one thing to get sort of the food. It's all that sort of, you know, chain of command, you know, get things through and make sure that it all gets from the point of people donating to actually people who have it in need, too. By the way, are you part of that Sunday Fun Day coming up at Smitty's in August, too?
Yes, August 8th. That's our annual event we have at Smitty's, and that's going to benefit St. Agnes Food Pantry in Elyria. But we're very excited to bring that back since we couldn't have that last year.
Yeah. A lot of things have sort of changed over the last year. People re-evaluating what works, what doesn't, and what things that they need to make it work under the certain protocols that are required for that. But people are enjoying the Crushers this season. And again, coming up tomorrow at the Crusher Stadium, you can come over there and enjoy a game. It also brings some non-perishable food items to benefit Lorain County Office on Aging, and put together by the Chicks Against Hunger. Amy, we appreciate your time. Anything else? One more thing? Anything?
Oh, no. We'll have a table there, too. You can stop by. You can see us. We'll give you some swag, and
right.
You can get some extra stuff and meet and see what we're all about.
Sounds good. Amy, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Yep. Amy Malloy joining us this morning from Chicks Against Hunger. Again, their event at the Crushers tomorrow.